Time now for our Lockapaw Valley School update with Superintendent Greg Schmidt. Greg's in the studio, and good afternoon, Greg.
Good afternoon, Paul.
How's it going?
It's going well. Really busy time of the year.
You think?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, graduations and sports and academics and all the meetings, all the award ceremony out of school, pretty busy.
Yeah, there are really a lot of things going on. Earlier today, we had the graduation practice, and then they do a scholarship presentation, kind of a program thing where they announce all the scholarships that all the seniors have gotten during the spring. And they said that between Dollars for Scholars and the other scholarships that have been presented, there have been over $400,000 awarded again this year. So
wow,
a big deal.
Wow, I guess that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, we have a good business environment around the Lockapaw Valley School District, and a lot of good people.
Lots and lots of generous people.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. All right, why don't you tell us what's happening in the next couple of weeks here out of Lockapaw Valley?
Well, school is winding up, as everybody knows. The last day of school for students is the 29th, which is next Wednesday. Teachers and paraprofessionals, well, the teachers work the following day. Paras are done when the kids are done, so the majority of our staff will be off for the summer, but we still have business office functions and custodians, and actually my position, we get to work throughout the summer, but we do get paid for it, so that's a good thing too. But yeah, we have a lot of things. You know, all of the sports things are starting to wind up, but most of the tournaments in softball, baseball, track and field, and boys tennis are the next few days. You know, we've had a good spring in those sports, and we're hoping to see some of those things advance pretty far in the tournament.
And now, just as the weather would cooperate.
If the weather would cooperate, that's right.
Terrible.
Yeah, we've already moved the softball one time, and hopefully we won't have to move today's stuff, or didn't have to move earlier today. But
yep.
Yeah, graduation is on Sunday at 1 o'clock out at the high school. We have award ceremonies at each of the two elementaries next Tuesday on the 28th, and so the one at Appleton Milan Elementary is at 1 o'clock, and the one at Madison Marietta Nassau Elementary is at 2 o'clock, and I may attend parts of both of those, but I, being that they're so close and there's a detour between the two schools, it might take a little effort to try to make them both, but mm-hmm. We'll see. And then we have a middle school awards day on the 29th, which is the following day, which is also, again, the last day of school for students. And then the event that you guys have been promoting here, the Stampede to Fun, the Strengthening the Families group is doing that Stampede to Fun also next Wednesday from 5 till 7. And that's been a popular event. So, we're hoping for good weather for that.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger every year out at the Lockapaw County Fairgrounds, Stampede to Fun. You know what I just learned about that? I wasn't on the board. We're both on the Strength in the Family board, but how did they come up with Stampede to Fun? What's that mean, and how did that come up? Well, it's the STF, Stampede to Fun, that represents strengthening the family.
That's right.
I didn't realize that.
I didn't realize it until I saw the poster, and those first three letters there were highlighted, and then it kind of rang a bell in my head that thought, right. Oh, that's why they came up with that. So, yeah, I just discovered that myself.
It's a great family event. Bring the kids. There's a lot of activities. I know the city of Madison is going to have their lift bucket up there. The kids loved that last year.
Yeah, it's worth driving over. Yeah. If you're in Appleton or Milan, it's worth driving over because it's a really nice event. Again, it's from 5 till 7 mm-hmm. on Wednesday the 29th.
Yep. The balloon lady is going to be there. Snow cone guy is going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yep. Good. All right. What else?
Well,
when's the last day for teachers?
The last day for teachers is the 30th of May, which is Thursday next week. So a week from today, school will be out for, again, the vast majority of staff. So the only other thing that hasn't formally been announced yet, but I've been in conversation with the board chairs, that we're going to have a special board meeting on the 5th of June at 6:30. It'll be a work session for the board and administration to talk about the process of working toward a referendum in November. So, again, it hasn't formally been decided, but it's been communicated out to the board members and the administration that that's when it'll happen.
Yeah. I attended that community meeting last week, was it, or two weeks ago?
Yeah, it was almost 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah, that was well attended and well done. Explained who was a guy from Wisconsin again. You had him.
Bill Foster was his name.
Yeah, he did a great job of explaining the survey results.
Yeah, I think the only thing, again, he was going kind of fast at a certain point, and somebody encouraged us to slow him down, and we did, and I think that helped a lot. We posted all that information on the website so people can see what was talked about during the meeting, the PowerPoints on the website, and also what the board talked about afterwards as far as what our future options are going to be. That document is also on the website.
Once again, it has to deal with what to do with the three buildings as far as upkeep and looking towards the future.
Right. Yeah, the board, the survey results really showed that people were supportive of maintaining all three buildings. They were supportive of spending money to maintain the buildings and gave us an idea of kind of a level of funding that they were willing to support, and that was right around the $25 million range. Mm-hmm. So. The board's going to take that information and move forward with a plan to come to the voters in November. Again, that hasn't formally been decided, but that's the direction the board's moving at this time.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Greg?
I don't think so.
Aren't the sixth graders at the Capitol today?
The sixth graders are at the Capitol. Yeah. The fifth graders also have their DARE celebration later today. So.
Okay. I remember my sixth grade trip to the state Capitol. Do you remember yours? Did you take one?
I didn't take one. Okay. I got in some trouble at my school and had to stay home that day. So my first time to the Capitol was for a memorial service for five men that were killed in a helicopter crash. One of them was one of my brothers.
So that
was my first trip to the Capitol back probably in 1993.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, it's a long time ago now.
Yep. All right. Well, I know you have a graduate graduating from Lacaparral Valley
Sunday. I do. Our fourth daughter, Abby, is graduating on Sunday, so we have a party. It's going to be out at our daughter Haley's house out north of Madison.
Oh, okay.
And, we're excited about that. She's very excited to move on, and, school is pretty – well, it is done now. The seniors are cleaning up their mess from their overnight shenanigans right now at the school, but yeah, it's we're excited about it.
Good. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Greg, and filling us in. Another school year just flew by, didn't it?
It really did fly by, even faster than year one. Since I've been here, it's amazing how fast it went. I'm still wondering where February went, and here we are in May already. So
yeah, isn't it crazy?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Well, summer goes quick, and we'll be back at it in August then, I suppose. Huh?
Yep, it should be. And hopefully we'll get a little nicer weather this summer. I talk about the weather sometimes in my community ed little blurb that I do, but I'm kind of getting sick of this damp and cold. And
I think
we'll get through it.
Yeah, I think everybody is. So yeah,
I think so, too.
Yeah, one day it'll be 100 degrees and sunshine. So
that's right.
And it'll happen overnight, so. All right, thanks, Greg. Appreciate you doing the Lacaparral Valley School Update during the school year, and we'll probably do our next one in August sometime.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right.
Good to be here.
Yep, that's Greg Schmidt, the superintendent out at Lacaparral Valley High School, wrapping up the Lacaparral Valley School Update for another year.